It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Sam Cook with the Southeastern Utah Health Department. He is an environmental health specialist. And, you know, we've got all kinds of great summer parties coming up. We've got family reunions, camping trips, all of those things. And it's always nice to get somebody in to come in and talk to us about food safety and the best ways to, you know, make sure that we're doing things safely when it comes to cookouts and those kinds of things. So Sam was nice enough to come in and join us, and we're going to talk about it today. Sam, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Dave.
So let's start off with, you know, as I said, parties are coming up, camping trips, family reunions, those kinds of things. And there have got to be a lot of things that people do that they think they're doing the right thing, but they might not necessarily be doing the right thing. Is that pretty safe to say?
Oh yes, absolutely. A lot of issues. I think the main issues that they find are like keeping your food cold, keeping your food separated so that it doesn't cross contaminate any raw meat you have, keeping your hands clean, things like that. You just don't necessarily think of when you're out there having fun and playing around and enjoying the weather.
And I think one of the most important things that people can know, and for the most part, I would say most people know this, is if you've got like ready to eat foods, they should be on the upper shelves of a fridge, right?
Yes. Yeah. Anything that's already cooked and packaged and ready to go, those should be at the top, because anything that they drip down into the food that needs to be cooked, that cooking will take care of any issues that you have. And on that same note, keeping your meats and other things stacked in a direction where the foods that need to be cooked to the highest temperatures, like your chicken, your poultries, keep those on the bottom, because if your beef and stuff drip down into those, you can just cook it at a higher temperature and it's not going to do it. But if you do it the other direction, your beef doesn't really need to be cooked to as high a temperature as your chicken, so that you don't always get those salmonella and gross things can get you sick from the chicken.
And since you brought that up, let's talk about that, because I know that there are a lot of people that'll sit and they'll eat something at a cookout, and then like an hour or 2 hour hours later, they're not really feeling great, and they automatically assume that it was something at the cookout that did that. And that's not necessarily always the case, is it?
No, absolutely. It's more likely it's something that you've consumed or et cetera, at home or the day before. Usually, if things like food poisoning don't really kick in until 24, 48 hours after, sometimes later. So if you think you're sick at a cookout, it's likely not from that cookout. It's probably prior.
It's one of those things that always, you know, and then another big thing that always comes up too, and you and I talked about it just before we came on, you know, the potato salad and the macaroni salad and those kinds of things.
Yeah. A lot of that will just be in potato salads. It might be some things that just have been out of temperature, a little too warm for hours and hours before, but within the time frame of a normal barbecue or cookout, those things are usually okay. You usually have about 4 hours of food being above 41 degrees before they really are a dangerous food and need to be kind of watched.
And one thing that I know some people do, and I maybe would say that maybe it doesn't happen as much as it used to because the word has gotten out of there. There are a lot of folks out there that like to like put watermelons and fruit and like melons and things like that in a creek if they're camping there and things like that. That's a big no-no as well, isn't it?
Correct, yes. Melons in particular are a high danger, like high risk. They have that textured rind, and they really do need to be cleaned with clean water. And sometimes if you want to be real careful, you can get soapy water. But make sure to clean all of your produce right before with clean, potable water. Storing it in the creek, it might be cool, but it's not necessarily clean. So it is definitely something you don't want to do.
Might run into something that's not really good for you. Let's put it that way.
Yes, very, yeah.
So before we get out of here, let's give us just some hints and some tips that might be good to help us have those safe and happy family reunions and cookouts and those kinds of things.
Okay, some of the main points. Always have something, some way to keep your hands clean and regularly as you're preparing food. And also like good safe surfaces to keep your utensils and your foods. Cleanliness is probably the main issue. Keep your foods cold. Keep them in ice. And if you have a thermometer, and if you don't, I would recommend getting one. But have a thermometer to make sure that 41 degrees, anything above that, you're entering into the danger zone where foodborne pathogens are growing. If you have heated foods, 135 is the top end of that danger zone. So keep your hot foods hot if you can, but mainly in picnics and stuff, you're probably going to want to keep it cool until you're ready to use it. Keep things separated, like different kinds of foods, so that you don't have, especially raw meats, so that you don't have any cross-contamination. And I think we discussed that earlier. Touching on it again, a big thing is rinse your produce, and avoid cutting tomatoes or any produce until you're ready to use them. Once you kind of break that seal with cutting it, that allows a chance to introduce a lot of those pathogens and temperature issues start the countdown to that 4 hours as soon as you kind of break that seal. So if you can keep them intact, they're good until you cut them.
And that's just really important. Just be safe in everything that you do and you know, be careful out there. Now, is there a good website to go to get information on these kinds of things?
There is some good information on the US FDA website on food facts. And I've also would recommend USU Extension has some good information on their website about that kind of stuff, too.
All right. Once again, we've been speaking with Sam Cook. He's an environmental health specialist with the Southeastern Utah Health Department. Sam, thank you so much for coming in today. And hopefully with all this information, people can have a safe and healthy summer.
Yes, I hope so, too. Have fun out there.
All right. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.